Hi, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we are reading from Psalm 119, verses 39 and 40 in the Voice Translation. And it says this, "Take away the scorn that I dread, because your actions are just and good. Look and see. I long for your guidance. Restore me in your righteousness." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, what a beautiful set of verses these are. And I do pray today for those who have scorn in their lives, where maybe they just feel this heaviness over them, or they feel the weight of someone else's anger toward them. And Lord, recently I've walked through that experience as well, of having someone I love think ill intent of me, or to have that, I guess the word scorn is the right word. And so, Lord, I pray for those who also are in that situation, that this pain caused by somebody else's opinions or someone else's anger would not infiltrate their day, that you would set them free from that, just that dark part in the back of their mind of knowing that someone isn't happy with them. And Lord, if there is something that we can do to make things right with a broken relationship, would you just show us? Your word says today that you are just and you are good. And so, Lord, we understand that we're not always just and good in relationships, that we don't always deal justly with people. We're not always good toward people. And so if there's been a part of us that's caused the pain in that relationship, Lord, in Psalm 139, the psalmist says, "Search me and know me and try me, see if there's any hurtful way in me." And so, Lord, we pray that today. Would you see if there's any hurtful way in us where we are not being just and good with our friends, our family members? Lord, if there is a hurtful way inside of us, teach us what that is and help us to be humble and repent before our friend or our family member. But Lord, if there's nothing we can do, and if there's just discord there and there's scorn, and it's something that we cannot control, instead of letting it eat us up, Lord, I pray that we would be able to relinquish it to you, to give it to you, and let it rest in your capable hands. Lord, you say that your burden is light, and Lord, I know carrying the weight of someone else's anger is not a light burden. And so we figuratively, in our minds, we place that upon your shoulders, and we entrust that relationship with you, to you, and we entrust that person to you, and we pray for reconciliation. We pray for a change of heart. We pray for tenderness and compassion. We pray that you would bring about restoration, and we wait expectantly for that. Lord, we do long for you, for your guidance. Today's scripture talks about longing for your guidance, and we just want to trust in you with all our hearts, and we don't want to lean on our own understanding, and in all our ways we want to acknowledge you. And your word says in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, you're going to direct our paths. And so we throw before you the conundrums that are accosting us today, those things that come in front that we don't know what to do. We don't have the wisdom that we need. We can see three different ways to proceed, and we don't know exactly the way that would honor you the most. So Lord, we're waiting in expectation for your wisdom. We're waiting in expectation for your guidance, and help us not to jump ahead of it. Help us not to just react rashly, but instead to be quiet and patient and to listen for your voice. Lord, we do pray for restoration as well. It says, the psalmist says, "Restore me in your righteousness." And Lord, that righteousness is that right standing with you. So restore us to right standing. So if there's any part of us that is against you, or any part of us that needs to be confessed, or a sin that we've been harboring, Lord, I pray you would give us... you would show us through your word and through speaking to us, that you would show us where we have gone astray, so that we can make things right with you. Not that we can make things right, but that we can humble ourselves and confess our sins. And you are faithful. You will cleanse us from those sins because of what you've done on the cross, Jesus. So thank you for everything you've done. If we just spent the rest of the time praying and praising you for all that you've done, we could spend minutes upon minutes upon hours upon days upon lifetime. So we just honor you today. We tell you that you are the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one sitting upon the throne who all receives all glory and praise and honor. We love you. We need you. We bow before you today, Jesus. I pray this in your powerful name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. When life overburdens you and you've got a broken relationship, I pray that you would unburden yourself through prayer, because God wants to carry the weight of that pain today. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.